The Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's your boy TV here. Today in the studio, I'm very excited. We've got a young artist, a budding artist from Malaysia, and he originated from Miri. So I'm super proud to have him with me to talk with me about his newest single release and also upcoming album. It's Jaden Chan. Woo!
Hi.
Hi, Jaden. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm feeling good today.
Are you nervous?
How are you? I am. I'm pretty nervous right now.
It's okay. I'm okay also. A little bit nervous as well, but it's okay. We will go through this together. But first, congratulations on your latest single, which is called You Ain't Deny. How do you feel after releasing that song?
I actually got like quite a lot of feedback from my friends, and they're like, this is like the best song that you've ever had. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
I agree. I loved it. Okay, now before we talk deeper into that song, we want to do a quick session together with Jaden to understand Jaden better, to let fans know who Jaden is with a segment we have. It's called Questions Under 30. Are you ready, Jaden?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Jaden, dancing or singing?
Singing.
Okay. Movies or karaoke?
Movies.
Cook at home or take out?
Take out.
Text or call?
Text.
Ice cream or cake?
Ice cream.
Early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
Current song that you're currently obsessed with? Current songs you're obsessed with?
Charlie XCX.
Oh, I was thinking that you could have said You Ain't Deny by, you know, you.
Well, that too.
It's all right. All right. So I feel like, okay, we understand Jaden a bit for that. And before we get to dive deeper into Jaden's music and his latest release single, You Ain't Deny, and upcoming album and so on, right now we're going to go for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. TFM, always with you.
From tech trends to celebrity gossip, we've got it all. This is TFM 102.7 in Kuching. TFM, always with you.
Back on the Night Show on TFM. Good evening. It's me, TP. Tonight in the studio, very special artist here, a budding artist all the way from Miri, who is now residing in KL to pursue his dreams and musical career. So happy to have him, to talk to him, and his recent release music is amazing. Give it up for Jaden Chan. Woohoo! Thank you, Jaden, for coming to the studio. Now we're gonna get right into the first question, which is, tell us about your latest single, You Ain't Deny.
I wanted to write like a really easy pop song, easy to listen to, nothing serious. And then it was just that. I was sitting on my guitar and I was like, okay, let's write something fun now for once.
Oh, so where is this song inspiration from?
It came out of nowhere. I was sitting with my guitar and then this You Ain't Deny phrase just like came out.
Okay.
I was like, okay, cool. I'll work from here then.
Also, there's not really like a backstory or like maybe it's a relationship kind of thing or like your friend kind of thing. No, it just flow out your mind and you wrote the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
It's like not a personal story.
Ah, understand. So last year you released your album, your debut album, which is called This Is How. And this year you're coming back with a second album, which is a full studio album. Can you share with us about this album?
We're still working on it for now. And as far as we know, it's gonna have 10 songs for now.
Ooh.
We're working on the songs. It's definitely still editing. So yeah.
Okay, interesting. Do we have a title that we can know yet?
There's no title yet, actually.
Okay. Mm. It's okay. But for now, we know there's 10 songs in it. So these songs are written by you. Do they have a personal connection to you? All of them?
Yes, the rest of them, most likely they will. Most of them, yeah, will have personal meanings. Maybe I'll throw in one or two like easy pop songs again. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. All right, up next, we're going to go for a quick breakfast because coming back, we're going to ask Jaden more about his album, which is something we hope that he can reveal more to us. All right, stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
Get ready for a fun and crazy ride on The Night Show right here on TFM.
Hello, Night Show and TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TV here tonight in the studio talking to a budding artist from Malaysia. I am so glad that we found his music. It is so nice to dance to. It's Jaden Chan. And just now we talked about the song, but coming up next, we're gonna explore more about this album though. So you've released a first album before. This is actually your second one. How would you say it's different from your debut album, This Is How?
This Is How was more of a concept album where it was five different stories and five different sounds. Whereas this one, we actually wanted to make it a bit more cohesive, and it's just gonna be two genres that I like, and it's gonna be like a more cohesive album.
Right. So would you say like the second album is more, it speaks more of Jaden? Like people get to know you deeper when we listen to the second album?
I think so, yeah. You'll definitely know more, even more of my stories.
Interesting for that. So when you're making this music throughout this whole thing, it doesn't matter your first single or You Ain't Deny, in your opinion, what is the most challenging part in making music?
I think the most challenging is that we are not a big label, so it's a lot of like hard work, like a lot of doing stuff ourselves. It's not like we have like a big team that's like, okay, I can just tell them what to do. So we kind of have to figure it out on our own. That's so far what's the hardest.
But what about the writing processes or the composing? Do you face any difficulty in that?
I definitely get like writer's block a lot. Mm-hmm. And inspiration comes when I'm like very unaware. It's like I'm in an elevator and suddenly I hear a melody, I have to like take out my phone and record it. So it's not fast. I can't like write a lot of songs. It takes time.
I understand. Is there any particular activity that you go for in order for you to generate these ideas?
I don't really. A lot of it comes at night when I'm just about to go to sleep. Ah. So that's irritating.
Because that's when, all right, you want to sleep and then the ideas came and then you can't sleep because you got to start doing it. Okay. Yeah, I guess that is like the hardest part of being creative people, because your creative juices just start flowing in the middle of the night, not just to singer-songwriter, but also like to other artists out there as well. But hey, we love our jobs, so it doesn't matter as long as you get to put out good things and good pieces of work for you guys. Right now, we're going to go for a quick break. Coming back, we're going to talk more to Jaden Chan about his musical ventures. TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, only on TFM.
Yo, hey, show TFM here. What's up, my G's? It's your boy TP. Tonight, we're talking to Jaden Chan, budding singer artist from Malaysia, and he is actually born in Miri. So super proud because he's a Sarawakian. Now, obviously, there are a lot of good singers, songwriters out there as well. They're trying to put their music out as well. So here's a very critical question for you, Jaden. Can you share with us, in your opinion, what makes your music stand out among the rest?
I feel like I really do try. Well, not this song, but I really do try to put like my emotions and my stories into it. And it's more like, if you really are interested in me, you can listen to my songs and you can know who I am. Instead of just like, okay, this is another song. So if you are interested, like, this is how you get to know me. Because I'm not like a speaker. I don't talk so much. People don't get to know me easily.
So basically, if you want to know Jaden more, you got to listen to his music more. That's when Jaden talks the most. I feel like that's a lot of when musician actually has this idea as well. They don't talk a lot, but their music speaks for them. Their successes, their stories behind this. Speaking of music, who has been your biggest musical inspiration?
I would have to say it's Ariana or like Taylor Swift. With Ariana, I'm really inspired by her harmonies, her like musical talent itself. And then with Taylor, I kind of just like took inspiration from her writing.
Would you say like it would be your biggest dream if you get to work with any one of them?
Oh my God, like I would never even imagine that would happen.
Hey, dreams do come true. So keep imagining it, you know. The only way you manifest it is you imagine every day and one day it just happens. Other than Ariana and Taylor, are there any artists that you wish you could collaborate with?
I love Rosé from Blackpink. I would. I need to.
I think Jenna's a bit out of ways. I just have to. If Rosé reach out, I just have to. And of course, we wish that the best for you. One day, we're going to hear that tune, all right? And it's time for another quick break, but don't go anywhere because we'll be getting some advice from Jaden Chan right after the break. TFM, always with you.
Unwrapping the latest trends and hottest news on The Night Show, only on TFM, always with you.
Konnichiwa, Night Show on TFM here. Yo, what's up? It's your boy, TB. Tonight on The Night Show here, we are talking to Malaysian singer-songwriter and budding artist Jaden Chan. If you haven't checked out his latest single, You Ain't Deny, make sure to go listen to it. And obviously for Jaden, although you just started, but we feel like there are a lot of good things coming your way soon. But in your opinion, right, what would be your biggest goal, biggest dream, your ultimate dream here?
An ultimate dream would be, I honestly haven't even thought that far ahead, because right now I try to like dream small. So having like, for now, 1 million streams on my song would just be insane already. So
all right, you know. So ladies and gentlemen, fans of Jaden out there, if you listen to this, Jaden needs 1 million streams. So let's go stream his song right now everywhere. Listen to You Ain't Deny, and when album comes out, do we have a time on where the album will come out?
No specific time, but in the near future.
in the near future. So just got to stay tuned for that. So, Jaden, can you give some advice to other young talents out there?
I'm honestly still learning myself. So the best advice I can give is that you just do it anyway, because I know a lot of people are scared. They're scared of what people are going to think about them. Honestly, no one's going to make it if everyone's scared. People make it because they try.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to try.
Right. And I think that's where you can, because I read your story before on how you were from Miri and then you went to, you grew up in Brunei, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct? Mm-hmm. And then from there, you struggled with music and then eventually you found your way, which I feel it's not everyone can do that, but I feel like it's a very good story for people out there to go after their dreams and to chase after what they want. And eventually, if you do it right, things will go for your way.
Exactly.
All right. And I think with that, thank you so much, Jaden, for doing this interview together with us. It has been lovely. And we can't wait to see you grow into a budding artist. We can't wait to see you go on international stages. And of course, the most important thing, we hope that all your dreams, including your favorite collaborations, will come true.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
All right. Thank you so much, Jaden. See you again next time.
See you again.
Bye.
Bye.
And for the rest of you, that's it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview together with Jaden. If you miss out a whole lot on the interview, don't worry, because the full interview will be uploaded to our podcast, which you can download from Google Play Store, Apple App Store, and Huawei App Gallery. Just find Teapot, T-A-P-O-D, a pink kettle icon, and you can access the interview, listen to it anytime, anywhere you like. With that, this is me, TP, signing off. TFM, always with you. Bye.